Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18, 1978. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
By the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The sky is a deep blue this evening, and directly over Our Lady's statue, there is a large cross appearing in the sky. It's a much lighter blue. The coloring seems to light up the sky all about the trees. It's a very large blue cross covering the sky. Now, directly behind the cross, I can see the sky opening up. It's becoming much more lighted now. Our Lady is coming through the sky. I can't explain it anyway, but she just comes through the panel of darkness behind the very wide cross covering the sky. Our Lady now is passing right through the cross as though it had no body. Oh, Our Lady is dressed very beautifully. She has on a blue cape this evening, a pale blue cape mantle that's covering her completely about her head down to her toes. Our Lady's gown is a deep white, and she has a beautiful pale blue sash about her waist. Our Lady is coming forward with her hands joined together in prayer like this. Her rosary is about her waist. Our Lady is looking to her right and to her left. She looks very, very tiny this evening, very fragile. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary from about her waist, like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady is kissing the crucifix. The beautiful golden crucifix on her rosary. Now Our Lady is placing the rosary back about her waist on the sash on her right side. Our Lady is taking her first finger and placing it to her lips. My child, you will listen carefully and repeat what I have to give in direction to my children this evening. I have wandered across your earth as a very sad, heartbroken mother of all the children of earth. I have wandered hoping that with the counsel from heaven, we can rescue many souls in these days of deep spiritual darkness. My heart as a mother is torn asunder because of the permissive attitudes that are allowed by the teaching fathers of my son's church. I hear little children of a tender age of 3 and 4 being taught immorality of word and actions. Oh, my children, the sin upon your earth is far greater than any sin in the past. Surely, remember Sodom and the punishment that fell upon that city. My children, the cities of earth now are polluted with sin and are cesspools of error in teaching, especially in the rearing of the young. Oh, my children, many young children shall be taken from the earth in order to protect them from the pollution. While the peoples of earth concern themselves in materialistic pursuits with the values leaning towards immorality, lesbianism, homosexuality, my children, I could go on and on listing for you all the manner of aberrations that man has allowed to come upon his generation. I will say, with a mother's torn heart, through countless years of going to and fro across your nations, I will say again that the good have become complacent. Lethargy has set in among them. I would say, my children, in all earnestness, that the bad have become worse and the good have gained no further graces in their complacency. You must all work and pray together for the salvation of all souls upon earth, my children. I have not asked you, as workers for heaven, to set yourselves to judge your fellow man, but I do ask you to pass on to them the counsel from heaven. The Eternal Father has sent me to you as a mediatrix between God and man. Many have rejected the counsel from heaven. Do not judge them, but pray for them. Many do not understand because they do not seek the truth, my children. My son's church, his house upon earth, is undergoing a great trial from within. The numbers of Judases are multiplying in Rome, my children. If this continues, there will be a bloodbath in the streets of Rome. Your Holy Father, Pope Paul, is kept under stricter surveillance by his enemies within the ranks. My son always asks with a sad heart, when he returns among you, shall there be even a flicker of true faith left? Shall he find even 100 true priests left upon your earth? Doctrines and traditions are being cast aside in the name of modernism and humanism. The present council and the hierarchy of Rome must remove their hardness from their hearts and realize that the armies of hell, Satan, Lucifer, is loose now upon earth at 666 now. His major attack shall be upon Rome and the Vatican. my children understand the workings of the supernatural. Satan, his agents, demons must enter into the body of a man, woman, or child out of grace to work their will. Being of a world unseen to human eyes, unless this grace is granted through the Eternal Father's intervention, you cannot see these demons. But they are existing. They are beings as you are human beings. They are supernatural beings from the dark world, from the pit of hell. Already Satan is working his way into your consciousness, seeking to take over your minds. He is now promoting false miracles. Those you call flying saucers are images from hell. My children, if you reject the knowledge of the supernatural, you are now playing right into his hands. While he remains hidden among you, he can go about and, like a ravenous wolf, gobble up my children as they fall from grace. Do not laugh or mock this message, my children. I speak to you with common words that you may understand the crucial times that now approach you. It will be a time of testing for all mankind. Every single individual of an age with conscience shall be tested. My children, do not condemn your Holy Father, Pope Paul, in Rome. He has made human errors in the past. I grant you this, my children, as he is still a human being. But they are not major errors. The enemy is in his own house in the internal city of Rome. The hierarchy has become infiltrated. I do not, at this time, have to go through a long discourse with you, my children, giving you names and dates. I'm certain that with the grace from heaven, you have received this knowledge from other sources. The armies from heaven are gathering upon earth. The Eternal Father has full control over the progress of the armies upon earth. My children, you must understand and not question the ways of the Eternal Father. Many manifestations shall be given in the days ahead. You must understand and repeat over and over, my Jesus, my confidence. I say this to you because many who listen now to this counsel shall be tested. In the years past, my children, I have given messages to individuals both in Rome and in countries throughout the world. Some have listened, others have mocked, and others have turned away from this council. But I assure you, that in the final count, all will have time to remember this counsel and shall feel sadness of heart when it is too late to recover their merits, their graces, for their entrance into the eternal kingdom. There is an octopus, a web of evil now fanning out throughout your world. Political powers, money powers, these have all gathered to bring about the destruction of Christianity. My children, the Luciferians are loose now in great numbers upon your earth. They will work through persons, places, and things. Remember this, my children, persons, places, and things. I counseled you in the past, and I wish you all to remember that many will sell their souls to get to the head. It has not been said without direction that money is often the root of all evil. Many in Rome are selling their souls to get to the head. They lust for power. And this power is not for the betterment of mankind, but the individual. Arrogance and lust for money, my children. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world and your country. The United States of America, my children, without repentance, without restoration of godliness in the government and in the homes, the United States shall feel the first great devastation of its existence. One whom God, the Eternal Father, has chosen to bless with abundance, that one, that nation, has a great deal of responsibility to honor its God and promote godliness throughout the world. As of this time, my children, and I say this with hope that it can be only given as this time, your country, the United States, has given itself over to Satan and must be cleansed by trial. All who have received the message with heart shall go through these trials with perseverance, knowing that the eventual victory is with heaven. No evil is ever triumphant. It becomes a testing ground for all. Now Our Lady is taking the rosary from about her waist and extending the beautiful crucifix of the rosary out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, with graces in abundance from heaven, graces for cures and conversions, cures of the spirit, the soul, and cures of the body. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. She gave me a great insight into many of the atrocities being committed in our country. Our Lady did say that the blasphemies have increased. Satanism is rampant in the United States, the worship of Satan, and that even the lawmakers in the government of our country become lax, neither caring nor making any effort to stop this flood of filth and perversion that is going to cost the United States a great chastisement from God. Our Lady says on this great day of rejoicing, her 8th year of appearances in the United States, that she came with a tired and sorrowing heart, for the knowledge has been given to her to give to mankind of the coming terrible chastisement to the United States. There is hope, though, for all mankind and the peoples of the United States, that if they will listen and act upon Our Lady's counsel from heaven, there is still time to avoid this terrible chastisement. And I assure you, Our Lady, I would say Jesus, and Our Lady together have in the past 8 years given me insight to see the great chastisement and the many minor afflictions that will be allowed upon the peoples of the United States and other countries throughout the world. These afflictions shall go by many unrecognized by man as coming from God the Father. Eyes will see and still not believe. The great warning promised from heaven is approaching and will be instrumental in bringing many back to the faith. Our Lady will not give at this time a date for the warning. This is unnecessary and useless, Our Lady has stressed many times, due to the fact that it is better that man makes a gradual but permanent change for good. Otherwise, it will be a matter of a short time, should he be given dates, only a matter of a short time before he will return to his sin. All heaven wants a heartfelt, permanent change in mankind's ways now that are offending God the Father. America the Beautiful has become paganized by sin and must be cleansed. The sky all about the trees is becoming a deep pink. It is the call light for Jesus. As in the past, Our Lady has made it known, and it was quite secretive for about 3 years. But Our Lady's appearance is heralded by blue lights, and Jesus sends forth these pink lights about the trees that I may know that he is approaching. The sky now is all lighting up in a circular pattern all about the trees in a deep, beautiful, warm pink. Observing the colors now, it makes you feel that it's a real deep summertime color. It has a warm feeling and a very good emotional feeling that comes on seeing the pink lights. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is folding back. It's hard to explain. It's as though there's a vapor, a mist that's being dispelled directly from the center of the sky. Jesus is coming forward. He's floating forward. He doesn't walk. I can't explain the way he's carried weightless through the sky. He has nothing upon his feet. I can see the marks of the spikes, the nails on his insteps. The wounds are very evident. They're very sore looking and they're red, a deep red. There's no blood coming from them. There's like dried, but they're very, very, very sore looking. Now, Jesus has on an ecru gown. It's very full. It billows about his ankles. He has a brown cord-like belting that appears to be made from a skin, maybe cording from some kind of an animal skin. It's a deep brown, leathery looking. Now the mantle, Jesus' cloak, it's not made like Our Lady's. It's much heavier and fuller. It is a burgundy, almost a wine color. And it's belted at Jesus' neck by this golden cording that comes from both sides. And Jesus has it tightly knotted today, this evening, at his throat. Now, Jesus is placing his hands forward like this, the three fingers, just like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My children, my mother's counsel, her directives, must go with great haste throughout the world. Mankind has not made amends to the Eternal Father for his blasphemy, mankind's blasphemy, and his cursing the voices of blasphemy have reached all heaven. The saints who suffered upon earth to win their crowns cry out now with hearts heavy with sadness, oh, when, O Lord, just and true, shall you set upon mankind a firm and just punishment for their continued disobedience to the law of the Lord High God in heaven? Oh, when, faithful and true, shall you smite mankind with a chastisement that will be necessary to cleanse Lucifer and his agents from earth? My children, in the past, my church, my people have gone through crucibles of suffering, but I say unto you, my house, my church upon earth is passing through a trial far greater than any in past history. Lucifer and his agents now are working with diligence and are most successful at this moment in their striving to topple the seat of Peter and to place in Rome a pope that is the anti-pope of history. I assure you, my children, that if you continue on your present course, you shall receive this anti-pope. However, in the plan and providence of the Eternal Father, this will be a plague upon mankind, for it will take away from many a much-needed grace to survive the onslaught of Antichrist in your world. You need a strong hope, a true Holy Father in Rome. You cannot understand the trials the Holy Father, Pope Paul VI, has endured in his papacy. My mother explained to you the plan for the takeover of the seat of Peter by a select group. In 1975, a message of truth was given to mankind of the great length the evil ones will go to capture the seat of Peter. There is working throughout your world a group we have called the Octopus, a web of evil consisting of principalities, powers, all seeking to destroy Christianity and to bring your country and all the nations of the world under the rule of one world religionist. It will be a political machine to enslave the world, because of the love of the material and money. Even the red hats in my house are selling their souls. I say unto you, Judas is in my house, you shall be smitten with a plague. Your evil is not known to the world, but you will come out and expose yourselves soon. For all that is rotten in my house shall be revealed and be destroyed. You have cast aside your role, your vocation, as representatives of your God in his house upon earth. You have opened the doors of my house to all unbelievers, heretics, and worshippers of Lucifer. You will not compromise my house. You will not take apart the walls. I am the foundation. But you will not also wait to pick the bones of the Holy Father who fall in Rome. The Eternal Father has a plan to right the wrong in my house. I gave you a simple way, the rule to follow. You are set with doctrine and tradition. And in your arrogance, you rise above the founding fathers of my church and seek to build another religion and a new church. And you are putting it together without any help from the angels of light. For you have employed denizens of darkness. My children, pastors in my house, awaken from your slumber as you have fallen asleep. The enemy has come in through your doors unnoticed. You must cast aside now the errors of humanism and modernism. Review over again the teachings from your past popes and learn by them. They were given for a reason. All of your experimentation and change have produced naught. Your fruits are rotten. Do you think as you produce bad fruit that I will allow you, O red hats and purple hats, to remain upon the vine? You shall be shaken from the tree of life. Many manifestations shall be given in the days ahead, as there is now a supernatural war in progress. For those with wisdom, listen and understand. For those who have grace to see, recognize the signs of your time and the war of the spirits you are engaged in. Read the Apocalypse of St. John, the Revelations, and you will follow the unwinding of the scrolls. All who are graced to hear the message from heaven, listen, act upon it. Treasure this grace given to you from the Eternal Father, that you have the opportunity to be redeemed out of this world of Satan. My children, you have no reason to be fearful, but you must now pray for patience, wisdom, and understanding in the days ahead. My mother has prepared you well. Review her counsel and act upon it. No man shall enter hell unless he goes there of his own free will. Heaven, hell, and purgatory are waiting for many. And woe to the man who rejects this opportunity to save himself from plunging fast into the abyss and hell. Many manifestations will be given in these days. You will test the spirits, for Satan now has great power among mankind. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your country and all of the nations throughout the world. For your country and the nations of the world shall be baptized by fire. Keep your sacramentals upon your bodies, my children. They are far greater a protection then you could understand in your human nature. Protect your household, your children. For when they leave your homes, they enter into the world given to Satan. And he has one object, my children, in his roamings. He goes about now claiming his own. Do not sacrifice your children for a world that is only a temporary abode to all. Seek not the riches of this world of Satan, but gather your graces, riches that will remain as your passport to heaven. For each and every one of you must pass over the veil and be judged, sooner or later. And I assure you, my children, in the coming warnings and chastisement, many shall pass over the veil. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming down from the sky. I didn't see her standing up there, but she's coming now through the light, the tremendous light that's like cascading out in slivers of graces all about Jesus. I see these like these crystalline graces. They're like glass-like particles falling from the sky down on the peoples and the trees about directly over Our Lady's statue where Jesus is standing. Now, Jesus is moving over to his right side. That would be our left side. He's approaching the tree now, the tall tree. Our Lady has joined him. She's standing now. She's moving over to his right side by his arm. She just comes a little below his shoulder. And Jesus is now extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking about him. He has a very quiet but sad look upon his face, as though he sees something that is very sad. And now Jesus is going across the sky. He's just floating. He's not walking. He just moved across the sky, weightless. Now Jesus is reaching just beyond the first tree. Our Lady now is coming up behind him. And she's standing there. Our Lady is joining her hands now in prayer like this. And Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Eternal Father blesses you with the Spirit of Light. Continue now with your prayers of atonement.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18, 1978. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.